All things are of God. Tony Smith writes, "Today more than ever I am convinced that all things are of God. Our triumphs, our failures, the tragedies that touch our lives, the disappointments we suffer at the hands of others, and the wrongs we ourselves sometimes inflict on those around us. I trust in this so much that I have sometimes been accused of being fatalistic, even by my brothers in Christ. Certainly, to those who have not been gratuitously brought into the knowledge of the truth of God's absolute sovereignty, it must seem that I disavow all responsibility for my life. Well, they are right. I do. But knowing as I do that God is operating all things according to the counsel of His own will, how may I claim for myself credit for anything in my life, good or bad? And how then may I blame any man for the evil he does? All is of God, or nothing is. There is no intermediate position. As for spreading the evangel, I find the Lord routinely sends my way souls with whom I am able to share a little bit of my knowledge of His grace. Indeed, it seems I am never without the opportunity to witness to someone about His goodness and mercy, whether by my words or by my deeds. I plant the seed as unobtrusively and inoffensively as I can, then trust that those seeds ordained to bring forth fruit shall not fail. When the seed does fail, as it so often does, I am not discouraged. Far from it. Instead, I am reminded that, although many are called, few are chosen, and that with God even one man would be sufficient to accomplish all of His purposes. The failure of the seed is observed in the certain knowledge that, with God, the rocks themselves are as sufficient as men for spreading the evangel, and that brings great comfort."